welcome to Jerry Roach's Podcasts. Continuing with Northern Heights, climbing North America's highest peaks, we're up to Chapter 10, called Revenge, Mount Sanford, 1995. Here we go. My map now had a lot of green on it, but also some pesky red. I needed to fix that. While working at my computer job at Storage Tech in the winter of 1994-95, I met Chad Alber, a co-worker and climber. We were both eager for an escape from the Great Cube Land, and the Great Land was the obvious choice. We planned a modest expedition to 16,237-foot Mount Sanford that had defeated me twice now. The heck with my new route idea up the East Ridge. I needed the summit. We would tackle the easy Sheep Glacier route. We recruited friends Larry Chapman and Jennifer Sears, a renowned Colorado peak bagger. For this non-technical ascent, we just needed a plethora of enthusiasm. We flew to Anchorage, then drove to Glen Allen, singing and dodging moose. Times had changed. The pilots now knew how to land right on the tundra with balloon tires. With a lightweight Super Cub, they only needed 100 yards. This tactic was more environmental than hacking out a landing strip. One by one, we flew into the tundra near the base of the peak at 4,100 feet. My only concern was that we had flown over a bunch of bears on the way in. They were not that far from where we landed. With sun shining on our endeavor, we made 2 trips per day up the hill. The first trip was a supply carry, and we moved camp on the second trip. We did this so we were never very far away from camp or our supply cache. This minimized our exposure to a bear problem. To our great delight, our first camp above base camp was still on the tundra, and we dubbed it Donut Camp. Donut Camp had running water. Welcome to Sanford. Even armed with bear spray, we were wary about the bears. We joked that the last thing you did before the bear jumped on you was toss your spray canister to your partner, because you were a goner. There are as many bear stories in Alaska as there are bears. I invented the simple rule: if they want you, they got you. We never saw the bears, so we just enjoyed the birds instead. Donut Kemp had lots of ptarmigan. Our next move was up the moraine on the right side of the snout of the Sheep Glacier. We were gaining easy elevation, but Camp 2 was still not on the glacier. Our third effort took us onto the glacier. We planned 2 camps up the glacier, then the summit day. In some strange way, for me, the snow seemed like a safer place to be. Our fourth effort was more serious, since we had to negotiate a big crevasse field. However, after more than 20 expeditions on glaciers, this was my strong suit. I led us right up to high camp, where the lights went out. We had enjoyed good weather, but always knew it couldn't last. The big storm caught us in high camp, which was the worst place to be in a long storm. Indeed, this storm lasted for 5 days, but we had enough food and just hung on. Eventually the storm would break, and we would stomp to the summit. On the 6th day, June 27, we started up. I had heard that the longest sight distance on the planet is from Sanford to Denali. They were 2 high peaks with nothing high in between them. The distance between the 2 peaks is 226 miles. You would think that the Himalayas would offer a longer sight distance, but that is a linear range, and there is always some high peak in the way. I thought that it would be cool if we could see Denali from Sanford, but knowing the propensity for clouds in Alaska, I dismissed the idea. However, we had just had a raging 5-day storm and a sudden clearing. The sky had been scrubbed clean. It was a perfect sequence of events, and when we reached 14,000 feet, I looked east and my eyes bugged out. There was the unmistakable eastern contour of Denali. We could only see the top 2 or 3,000 feet of Denali, but it was a stupendous view. Larry had his big camera with a long telephoto lens, and he started banging away. We also had a pair of binoculars, and Denali was quite clear with them. As the slope angle relented, we stomped on up to Sanford's summit with all the gusto we could muster. We wore our snowshoes all the way to the summit, and this was the only high northern peak that I could summit in snowshoes. Alas, our view toward Denali was now blocked by some clouds, but we had seen it. The clouds only confirmed how rare our view had been. However, we had new expansive views in the opposite direction, and there were no clouds over the great glacial expanse spread before us. With the binoculars, I could clearly make out Mount Logan's hulk. Then, to my amazement, I saw Mount St. Elias. Once I knew where it was, I verified that I could see St. Elias with my naked eye. Later, I calculated that St. Elias is 170 miles from Sanford. Rounding up just a bit, we had been treated to a 400-mile view across the Great Land in just a couple of hours. This is a record I don't expect to break. After our prodigious summit day, we zoomed down before another storm could hit, scanned for the bears, which we did not see, radioed our pilot, and flew out one by one. Poof! It was over. But what a great trip! Better, I had gotten to know Jennifer, and there was a lot of new music in my symphony. Stay tuned for Chapter 11 from Northern Heights. To the Crown, King Peak, 1999.